Luke chapter 12, reading verses 1 to 34. Warnings and encouragements. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after your body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say." The parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. Do not worry." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens, they do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." As I read today's passage, I was struck by the detail in which God knows each of us. It echoes my favourite psalm, Psalm 139. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I am blessed with both children and grandchildren. They are a delight of my life. When the children were younger, many enjoyable hours were spent watching them play sport, performing, whether acting, singing, or playing musical instruments. And that is something that I really miss now they're grown. Although perhaps the endless driving to practices, training and games has faded in my memory. The tension of hoping they would give their best and avoid mistakes. The excitement of a goal or a try scored. A piece of dance or music completed. My parents never came to watch me play rugby. Perhaps the bruises and boot stud scars I often seemed to acquire on my legs and back were enough to put them off, experiencing the damage happening firsthand. I can't really blame them for that. Mum was always quick with the ointments and potions when I came home, although the salt baths she advised were perhaps a step too far. The passage and my experiences speak to me of how much more God watches his children, in joy and probably quite a lot of the time in frustration. When we do not quite get it right, more times than we do get it right. He is with us even in the murky depths of the rocks of life, when the boots are flying and our bodies are suffering. He does not turn away, and like a loving parent, he picks us up, whether in victory or defeat, whether in triumph or disaster, no matter how battered and bruised we are. He sets us back on our feet and encourages us to try again, assured that he is with us every step of the way. I've chosen as our hymn today from Singing the Faith number 728. O God, you search me and you know me. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning. feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Lord, we thank you that you are a constant presence in our lives, ready to celebrate with us in life's victories and comfort us in our failures. We are filled with wonder that you know each one of us from our beginning to our end, and we worship you in that awe and wonder. We are often battered and bruised by life, sometimes physically, perhaps more often mentally and spiritually. You are always there, sending us friends and parents who patch us up and gather us into their warm embrace, restoring us and preparing us to face the storms of life again. Lord, sometimes it's a fearful thing to think that you know me so well, the things I disguise and hide from others, when I am low in spirit, when I have wandered from your path, when life is just all too much. Yet I take strength from that knowledge that despite my faults and weaknesses, you are my loving God, who guides my feet on your journey as your disciple. This Lenten time, may I once again embrace you in my life and offer all that I am to love others and to love myself, regardless of all of their and my faults and failings. Amen.